So I just now got a message from this gentleman on this site called Lumen. Last time that he sent a message to me on there was July the 12th. Today is July the 27th. That's 15 days later. And so because he did that, and I've been getting a lot lately of people who I haven't talked to in a while or who have not messaged me in a while. And I feel like I need to go back on my sites, any dating site, and make it clear that if we're not going to be consistently talking, don't backpedal. Do not holler back. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, for anybody that thinks that maybe there's still a chance after 2 weeks, listen, that means you have lots of options or you live in a double life, and I don't have that kind of time, because I will say this. I remember him from him giving me his number, and I dialed him, and he sounded like he was in a closet whispering in shit. Hello, nigga, why give me your number if you got the hide? Nigga, if you live with somebody or you went and took your phone to the bathroom, because you know that's what folk do, or you done went into the basement of the house to try to holler at me. And then let me tell you how I know that he was not on the up and up. Because his first response, his first message was, I would love to take you to dinner. You ain't even met me, nigga. You don't even know if I really look like my damn pictures. Although I do. But what Negro on any dating site would want to take somebody out to dinner and ain't even met him, hadn't even a conversation. We hadn't even shared words except through a site. And you ready to take somebody out to dinner. You living a double life. You just looking for some extra added fun. I don't know what your wife is. I don't know who your extra girlfriend or your living girlfriend is, or your baby mama, or whatever your situation is. He had a nice photo up, but I can tell you this. I know for certain he probably ain't worth a damn. So, in a nutshell, I will say this. Anybody that ain't spoke to somebody within 2 weeks, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered, or basically not answered, because really I don't want to know. But I will say, don't holler back. Don't backpedal. I don't backpedal. I really don't. I might see you, and he saw my new picture that I put up. I put up two new pictures. He was like, I see you added some really mind-blowing photos. You and the rest of the crew. Dodo. Anyway, so he gonna say, I see you added more mind-blowing photos. Mm-hmm. But you could have kept that to yourself, because you ain't talked to me since July the 12th. You could have kept that message to yourself. Because what was your point? What you think? I'm just going to be like, yo, holla back, girl. I ain't your holla back, girl. I ain't your holla back, girl. So, for him to say, oh, I said to him, I said, listen, it would be nice if somebody actually said, hey, I love your photos. I love the fact that you put up nice photos. Have a great day. Or look at the photos and say, nice. And keep that to yourself. And keep it pushing. And check out the last time that you messaged that person. Because you hadn't messaged me since the 12th. It's the 27th of July, 2019. Listen, Paul, because that's his name. Or that's the name you go by on the site. People be lying. Listen, Paul, I'm not your holla back girl. I just want you to know that. And please go run tell the other members of your crew
do not backpedal with Mina. She don't like that. Because if you ain't hollering in the first place and you ain't staying consistent, you're going to be an inconsistent, unattractive, unappealing, unintelligent, annoying asshole to Mina. Okay? So, when I see stuff like that, it does irk me. And I actually had to let this one cat know, listen, F you and the seed you came from for actually sending me a lame ass message at 7:52 a.m. And I'm saying to myself, how are you sending me a message? And I ain't heard from you or talked to you, ain't had your number in, what, 6 to 9 months? Nigga, bye. Stay in your corner of the earth and go find them other little chicken heads that be like, oh my God, I can't wait to hear from you. Shit, not me. I mean, I have options, but I ain't really hollering at options like that because nobody has intrigued me to the point where I'm like, wow, I can't wait to hear from them. I like their conversation. They speak truth. I hear a lot in their conversation. I could learn something from this individual. I ain't learning shit from these old dumbass Negroes talking about some, hey, how you doing after 2 weeks, a month, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. I ain't learning shit from them. If anything, they gonna learn something from me. I'm not your holla back girl. Boo. Be gone. Poof. Because what's the point? What's your point in hollering at me? And we haven't had any real conversations. Not even scheduled a meet and greet. You work too much, then why are you on a dating profile? Why are you on a site? You stupid. Why are you even hollering at anybody? Don't nobody want to talk to you if you ain't got time. What's your point? Because being on the site means you need to meet somebody. You need to make contact with them. You need to have conversations. And if y'all like one another, if it's mutual, because there's the other key word, mutual. I leave short answers on messages, meaning I ain't interested. How you doing today? I think you look great. This, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. And here I leave a message. Good. That mean I ain't interested. I ain't shy. You read my profile, it definitely don't speak that I'm shy. It just mean I ain't interested leaving you a one-word message, two-word messages. That mean move on. Get the hint. Go. Move. Go away. Please, run. Run fast. But no, I get the bullshit. Nobody gets hints anymore. Nobody knows what a hint is. You got to directly tell them, I am not interested in your ugly ass. Take your ugly ass on with your non-teeth having, no fingernail having, non-dress, dressy clothes wearing, always in Tim's and sneaks wearing, fucked up ass hair cut ass having, don't get your goatee and your mustache shaved correctly having, your 8 kid having, always thinking you cute cause somebody said hello thinking. Go away, don't come back here no more. You hear? Yes, it's I speaking. And so you really have to be that direct. Like, you just gotta fucking bust the whole bubble. Nothing but the bubble. The whole damn bubble. Fuck them up. Punch them in the gut. You just gotta be that direct. Because niggas ain't getting it. You gotta look them in their eye. If you see them in person, I'm not interested. You are not attractive to me. I don't like your mustache. What is that? Groucho Marx? Who shaped that? Who is your barber? Do you have one? When the last time you been to the dinner snooker? You know, stuff like that. You really got to be that damn direct for a motherfucker to get it. When you gonna shave your head and stop having that George Jefferson fucking faded bullshit? And you know your hairline is gone type bullshit. What the hell is that? Fucked up mustache, fucked up teeth. You know, and then, oh, I ain't even gonna go there about the damn. Jesus. If I see somebody with a fat neck, I'm like Ray Charles. You know how he used to grab females' wrists? I look at your neck. I'm already not attracted. I'm already like, chill. You got the double neck and the double chin. This motherfucker was still like this one cat man, him in his damn house. He had a roach and shit that was crawling across the floor, invited me over and gonna offer me spigot fucking water. Who the hell running for state representative of Pennsylvania? Preparation before presentation. I gave him a speech on the way out the door. I said, it's preparation before presentation. The type of women that you looking for, my caliber, you better have your shit together, nigga. You can't walk around here, you half smiling because half your mouth done rotted out when you was a child. You know, you're 48, so how many years did you have to get the shit together? You got all them years and medical and dental must have came across your way somewhere down the line when you had jobs. What? Why? You gonna make somebody throw up when they finally get the... Ain't nobody gonna want to kiss that. Ain't nobody gonna want to lay next to that. Half of your breath stinking and the half is just... Well, just gummed. What? Why? Don't nobody want that. So I can't see myself being with some of these cats out here that just keep messaging me. It's been weeks. It's been months. You don't... Don't holler at me. Don't come at me. Don't do it. Don't even do it. I can't. And again, that one cat that had sent me this message since the last time we talked was July the 12th. When he did give me his number, it sounded like he was in the closet. Like he was whispering, hello. Yeah, right. How you doing? So we're going to hold a whole conversation with me talking and you whispering. What, I got to lower my voice? Nigga, you living a whole nother life. You got a wife, an ex-girlfriend, a girlfriend, a baby mama, somebody you living with, something, or your life partner. Because, you know, you can't tell anymore with these dudes no more. You don't know who, what kind of woman, man, friend they got. You know. Your BFF. What? Your boy is your BFF? It sounds like more female-ish to me because females always say BFF. Dudes ain't saying BFF. If it's another dude. Raises eyebrows and questions. And I'm raising the flag. The red one. Yep. I'm raising the red flag. Motherfucker called his boy BFF. He's a bitch ass nigga. He got bitch tendencies. He been fucked too many times. I don't think that that's gonna work for me. Don't think that I could lay him underneath a nigga that been fucked from behind. Don't think that's gonna work for me now. I can usually tell the signs. Though. You can read the signs. You know who been double-crossed back there. Okay, it's not funny. But you know, it's a lot of dudes that's a part of that damn he too, me too movement and shit. So, hey, let's just say, be honest with yourself. If a woman is not what you want, and you ain't really getting hard because of her, but you get more hard watching men on porn, then I tell you what, stick with that. Don't drag your bullshit into somebody else's life. And when I say life, I'm talking about their energy, their space, what God has ordained for them, what is meant for them, the spirit's energy that is around them. They're going to hear you come bringing your garbage, your nasty, dirty, trashy, secretive, all this junk into her. Clean energy that she might have worked very hard to clean out because she finally came to grips that she needed to change some things. And here you come with some negative, badass, damn energy trying to have sex with her. With your fucked up ass self. Okay, here it is. That's real. Because you're bringing all that garbage into her energy, into her space. You imagine what God going to do to you just because you did that? Child, I ain't going to tell you. But I guess you're going to find out, those of you who do shit like that. But anyway, I will say that I think I need to go to my dating profile and literally let these folks know. If we ain't talked consistently, do not come back. I'm not your holler back girl. Peace.